The series on worship, week 6, weddings. Day 3, weddings in heaven. After this, the angel conducted them to the house of the nuptials. A porter opened the doors, and within the threshold, they were at once received and greeted by an angel sent by the bridegroom, and were brought in and led to the seats assigned to them. Soon afterward, they were invited into an anteroom of the bridal chamber. There, in the center, they saw a table on which was set a magnificent golden candlestick, constructed with 7 branches with their bowls. On the walls hung silver lamps, and these, when lighted, made the atmosphere appear as though golden. At the sides of the candlestick, they saw 2 tables with loaves on them in 3 rows, and at the 4 corners of the room were tables on which were crystal cups. While they were observing these things, lo, a door opened from the room adjacent to the bridal chamber, and they saw 6 virgins coming out. After them came the bridegroom and bride, holding each other by the hand, and leading each other to a seat placed opposite the candlestick. On this they sat down, the bridegroom on the left, and the bride at his right, while the 6 virgins stood by the side of the seat next to the bride. The bridegroom was clothed in a radiant purple robe and a tunic of shining linen, with an ephod, on which was a plate of gold set around with diamonds, and on the plate was engraved a young eagle, the nuptial badge of that society of heaven. On his head he wore a mitre. The bride was clothed with a scarlet mantle, and under that an embroidered gown reaching from the neck to the feet. Below the breast was a golden girdle, and on her head a crown of gold set with rubies. When they were thus seated, the bridegroom turned to the bride and placed on her finger a gold ring. He then drew forth bracelets and a necklace of large pearls. And fastening the bracelets upon her wrists and the necklace around her neck, he said, "Accept these pledges." And as she took them, he kissed her and said, "Now thou art mine." And he called her his wife. The guests then cried out, first each guest separately and then all together, "Let there be a blessing!" Joining also in the cry was a delegate of the prince who had been sent in his stead, and at that moment the room was filled with an aromatic fragrance, the sign of a blessing from heaven. The attendants then took bread from the 2 tables beside the candlestick, and cups now filled with wine from the tables in the corners, and gave to each of the guests his bread and his cup, and they ate and drank. After this, the husband and his wife arose, and the 6 virgins, holding in their hands the silver lamps now lighted, followed them as far as the threshold, when the married pair entered the bridal chamber, and the door was shut. Conjugal Love, number 20. I have also been permitted to see how marriages are contracted in the heavens. As everywhere in heaven, those who are alike are united, and those who are unlike are separated, so every society in heaven consists of those who are alike. Like are brought to like, not by themselves, but by the Lord. And equally, consort to consort, whose minds can be joined into one, are drawn together. Consequently, at first sight, they inmostly love each other, and see themselves to be consorts, and enter into marriage. For this reason, all marriages in heaven are from the Lord alone. They also have marriage feasts, and these are attended by many, but the festivities differ in different societies. Heaven and Hell, number 383. Questions. Number one, what are some of the differences between weddings on earth and weddings in heaven? Two, should our weddings be more like weddings in heaven? Three, what do you think about the clothing worn by the bride and groom in the wedding described in Conjugal Love number 20? Four, there is a tradition in new church weddings for the bride and groom to switch places after they have exchanged vows. The tradition is based on Conjugal Love number 20. What do you think of this tradition?